in 2005 in an attempt to control violence among Sonic Rex fans, the SW staff legalized no-holds-barred fighting. Archangel UK, a one-man corporation, established a series of sprite comics and bloody public exhibitions. The former were more successful, the others were good though. Popularity grew with every comic. Soon AA UK found out that the comics made no money. The radio station was formed, a cabal of the best and most humorous comedy in known space, selected to be played on Radio Redux. Now it is 2006, 20 seconds have passed since the founding of Redux. Listeners are in their dozens, most are asleep, but hey, whatever floats your boat, still, its strength and majesty are legendary. The time has come to prove to you it is the best, that it's not your enemy, to listen to Redux.
Hello, this is not Yuji Naka, and this is not the Sonic Hour, because this is Arcade UK, welcoming you to the very first episode of Radio Redux. Yes, we're online, it's all go. Lots of things to do, lots of things to listen to. I am your host for the next however long this takes, which I would imagine will be about 1.5 hours, approaching 2 hours, and I would have thought 2 hours, to be honest. It is the benchmark. It's the benchmark set down if you're a KOL fan by the Jake and Scully show, and you know you can't ignore the marvellousness of Jake and Scully. So we'll see how it goes. So let's say lots of stuff for you today. First of all, best sort of clarify a few things. Yes, this is Radio X. It is the one-stop radio show. It's the radio station that is one radio show, and it is part of SonicRex.com. If you're listening to this, you must have come through SonicRex.com, because there's any way you can get to it. So thank you for your continued support in SW. I'll be talking about that a bit later, as well as what to expect on here. We have a lot ahead of us. I'll go into things in a bit more detail after our first piece of music. I have a nice bottle of beer beside me, which I intend to drink over the course of the next 120 minutes, and we'll crack on with some great music. It is one of the tracks from the recent Sonic DS game Sonic Rush, and it's back to back, and I'll see you on the flip side.
Radio Redux.
Was first of all Sonic Rush and Back to Back, and then afterwards we had an Overclocked remix. Actually, we had Sir Nuts with Sonic Lightspeed. Great piece of remixing there by Sir Nuts. Yes, I'm completely astounded. Basically, that I've actually managed to get this working at last. I do apologise for the sound. If there are any sound problems this time, I might be a bit loud and maybe a bit quiet. I suspect I'll be a bit loud. You might hear me breathing sort of very heavily at some stage. Don't be alarmed. I am not at your window or anything. I'm not looking on you. I'm not spying much. Basically, I'm using a headphone set. I'll let you know that now. I'm using a headphone set. It's rubbish, this headphone set. It is also broken, which doesn't really bode well for the future of this show. However, needs must, and on we must crack. Now, as I say, we've got a lot of things to get through today, including letting you know how the actual shows will run. There will be one show, one Radio Redux show, available to download. It's in this sort of faux streaming. It's basically just preloading it. If you've got an excellent, if you've got broadband, you're probably listening to this absolutely peachy. If you've got 56k, it'll probably take you about 2 hours to get to what I'm saying now, and you'll do a second, and then second player. I need to sort this out. I'm probably going to do it so that, if possible, I can have a low quality and a high quality. I would really like that. I'll obviously have a high quality that I will keep for future uses, maybe. But yes. So that's the way that's going to be. I'm going to also make it so that you can preload it, or whatever it is you want to refer to it as, in the free methods that are available. So you can preload it through the let me think, what would those be? Preload it through a Winamp, Media Player, and Real Player. So M3U, RU, and whatever the other one is, I can't remember. It'll explain it on the Radio Redux page. I say explain it because I actually haven't written the Radio Redux page. You may be wondering and thinking, hey, we've already got a radio station for the Sonic community. Yes, you have. It's a wonderful. Sega Sonic Radio is absolutely brilliant. This is in no way an attempt to either copy or take over or what have you. This is nothing to do with that at all. Basically, I just wanted to do this. You may have noticed it's slightly different in the way I do things, because this is not live. Actually, as I'm recording this, I can tell you the exact day it is. It is Thursday, the 22nd of December. So, Merry Christmas to you, Happy New Year. Especially as by the time you're listening to this, it will be 2006. Basically, I'm recording the whole show and then sort of adding bits to it afterwards for you, which I think will improve the quality in some instances, and simply for some of the things we've got later on in the show, it's simply not possible for me to do them and fit them in as well. So, what do we have lined up for you? So, we've got lots of music. After this, we've actually got a couple of requests. You are free at any time to send the requests in to arcangeluk@sonicrex.com. I think that should be working by now. Actually, probably for safety's sake, arcangeluk@hotmail.com. arcangeluk@hotmail.com. Oh, my word. Yes, send those in and I will do my best to play them. The other thing that's different is with regards to us and the likes of the Sega Sonic Radio, we'll be playing non-Sonic music as well. Or rather, I'll be playing non-Sonic music as well. Which is basically, you know, things I like. It may not be necessarily things you've heard of, but it's going to be like classics, classic songs, and pop bits, you know. We're going to explore all the genres. I did actually do a poll on Sonic Rex a fair old while ago. It would have been September 2005. So if you're wondering what that was about, and you recall, that's what it was about. I was trying to find out what you wanted. We had, obviously, Sonic Music in first, Sonic Remix in second, and then General Game Remix in third. But, you know, I might put on the odd jazz or blues or country, you know. A bit partial Johnny Cash and things like that, so just randomly you might suddenly get a boy named Sue thrown in for no reason at all. So we've got those. You'll be hearing some advertisements around the place. Don't be alarmed by me saying advertisements. I'm not selling space on the air. I wish I was selling space on the air. I've been making some money. I'm not making some money out of these. That is part of the comedy element, because we have comedy. Admittedly, it's my comedy, but then again, if you like SonicRex.com, you probably like my comedy as it is. Yes, so we got that. We're going to go through some questions, some emails that I have had, and after which, we also have a little thing called Chaotix X. Now, I don't want to go into this too much, as you'll find out exactly what it's about, but it's our little soap opera that we have. Starring Team Chaotix, as you might have gathered, in glorious Technicolor, if it was a TV programme, which isn't. So, Techno Audio. Yeah, they'll buy that one, don't you? so we have that. So, questions and answers, general chat. I'll be going and talking to you about the new look, which you'll obviously have seen by now, the new look to Sonic Rex, which would be version 4.0. And what the future holds. So, I'm going to go straight back to the music now. I've talked for far too long. We have next up a request for Echo Hawk, actually, our fan artist, and it is Chosen One by A2 from the recent Shadow the Hedgehog game. And after that, we might have an advertisement. See you in a bit. We say it does, and not only do we say it does, but you do as well. Hey, don't take our word for it, take the word of these listeners.
I've been making these here parts now 30 years, and I ain't found nothing until Radio Rex came into my life. Now I ain't still ain't found no gold, digging and panning day in, day out. But at least the other day I found a quarter on the floor and bought me some of that new bank of toothpaste. Thank you, Radio Redux. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Oh my god! Radio Redux is like the best thing ever. The guy who does it, he just really excites me. Yeah, I just love just re-listening to the show over and over again to hear his sultry voice. I gotta go change now.
I sense danger whenever Radio Redux is not around. I sense danger now.
SBO, you're always sensing danger. Radio Redux is the best thing ever. I always listen to it when I'm not playing my music, which I'm playing 100% of the time. Wait, that doesn't make any sense. I don't care. I like Radio Redux. Archangel UK is the best man around. Why, they should do more of it.
Can I have my money now, please?
I've been listening to Radio Redux since the start. Back in the old days when we used to have a gramophone and Radio Redux was set on wax cylinders. That's all I've got left now since my dog left me. Called Sammy, he was. Best friend I ever had. Where you gone, Sammy? All I've got left is this horrible radio show. I don't even like it. Why are you pointing that gun at me, son? But please, I'm just an old man. Please, no!
Yeah, I like, listen to Radio Redux all the time, yeah. Why, you got a problem with that? Do you?
Have you got a problem with that, son?
Little Russia like the Radio Redux. It promotes equality, which is what Russia is all about. Comrade Archangel UK is a role model for us all.
Chow, chow! Chow, 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 chow!
There you have it. Complete unbiased proof that Radio Redux rocks. And it's available on neither longwave, mediumwave, or shortwave. Hey, we're not sizist.
Sammy, come back! Sammy, all I've got left! I don't want to listen to this show!
Someone shut him up.
Ah, my prostate!
Radio Redux. It rocks. And we know it does.
Listen to Radio Redux, announcement, paper, Radio Redux. Beware, Radio Redux may not block episodes, in which case the program is not available to you as you play nothing in the first place. There's a fortune that will stay to the last back. You should probably just leave my two counter sales in my screen playing games, searching, which is your own time for us. It's not that it's actually right. All transcripts, all this radio show is available from anyone with will and lack of personal lives to transcribe it. We'll be right back.
Okay, and we're back. Those last two songs that we had after the advertisement were the Green Forest theme, otherwise known as Won't Stop Just Go, from Sonic Adventure 2, and we also had Mystic Mansion from Sonic Heroes. And before that, you had, yes, the Radio Redux advertisement. A few of those characters might well be reappearing at some stage. I did actually do that a fair while ago. I did that about beginning of November, and it kind of killed my voice box. Yes, I must admit, I did every single one of those voices. I'm told Chow is rubbish, but I thought I nailed Vector pretty well. We might find some more Vector appearing later. Actually, Big didn't appear in that. That's something to hear. but yes, I think we'll ignore that for the best part. Okay. Yes. So, how are you liking the show so far? Anybody who shouted out rubbish at that point, either as, you know, too much panto or just meh. So, another thing I should add, this is obviously very, very different to SSR. For starters, it's a single DJ in all instances. Number two, it does lack. I will admit it's a bit of a pain because I've actually got no one to play off of at all. You heard our nice little introduction earlier. I'm not going to overdo that because I don't want to do the whole Yuki Naga thing. I'm sorry. It's Dread, Rory own that majorly, which is why I kind of mocked that at the beginning, because lots of people have done that. The only reason I did the UT engine was because the voice sounded so good. I literally didn't go out and hire the voice. I hunted down the woman who did the Unreal Tournament voiceover, and I paid her lots and lots of money, which I don't have, and got her to say a few cheesy words poorly. On the plus side, though, you don't have Dread having to tell Rory shut up every 5 seconds. Anyway, we will get on to some more songs in a minute. I'm just lining up the soon-to-be classic, Shadow the Hedgehog theme. Because, hey, it's a Shadow website. Yeah, of course it's a Shadow website. SonicRooster.com is always a Shadow website. yeah, I am all of me is on next. After that, we have another song, and when we come back from that, I'll have a little chat about the 4.0 look. So, I'll leave you with Crush 40. We'll be right back.
piece of part of me. Yeah, so I need no mind and poison in my little soul. Losing sure is easy, so I am the wrong.
Song was Cosmic Castaway by Electricity. Welcome back to Radio Redux, the show that 9 out of 10 cats prefer to the next leading radio station called Radio Redux. I am still your DJ, Arcanger UK, creator of this marvellous empire thing I have going here called SonicRex.com. My beer bottle is half full. My throat is a bit sore because I'm sort of doing all the vocals in one go for this, and it's only me who's having to chat. But regardless of that, and the fact that I still have, if you recall, I had around this time a very, very nasty coughing going on, which resulted in me coughing up lots of blood and horribleness. I've still got a bit of a tail end of that, and I'm not feeling overly well. Plus the lovely fact that today was actually the last day of work before Christmas, which would be very nice had the company I work for not be placed into administration. Slight problem there. Okay, let's talk about version 4.0. Those of you who might have seen it, if you found the pie sign, if you found the second SW secret, which was on Comic 14, Badly Drawn in Hedgehog. I told you very clearly it wasn't unlucky. In fact, it just missed being unlucky. I said that was the big clue. You know, it wasn't number 13, just passed it. Kudos to the people who found it. Not so kudos to the people who spoils all it. Although I didn't mind that so much, I must admit, but I know for a fact that a lot of you were really, really, really annoyed by that, which is one of the reasons I took down the poll in the end, and replaced it with whatever it was that I replaced it with. I think it probably was the Christmas one in the end, and I also actually discontinued the pie sign thing. But yes, this is what it was all about. It was about the new look to SonicRex.com, which is a kind of step up, I would say, wouldn't you? Basically, after the joy of winning the SSA, which I really hadn't planned on It's odd to say I planned on winning something. I really didn't plan on winning the SSA. Thank you so much. I only wanted... because if you want to go in for this, you want to... It's a bit silly to say, I don't mind if I win it. I wanted to win it. I wanted to win. I wanted to win the Sprite Comic Award. That's the one I wanted. That was the whole reason I got into the Sprite Comic thing. I saw who won. I can't remember what year it was, Sprite Comic. And I looked at it and I thought, this is rubbish. No disrespect to whatever site, though. It was worked hard on. I just thought, this is... Anyway, this coveted award for... Not really, I can do better than that, surely. And then, 2 days later, the first Sonic Rex comic was born. And it all sort of started snowballing from there. We have, obviously, changed things a bit with this new look. If you want to know what else I think about the joy of winning those other awards, just check out SO5 for my very long sort of thank you spiel. But I didn't plan on winning. I wanted to vaguely be known by the end of the first year, which was 2004, because started sort of middle of 2004. Wanted to be vaguely known. Or sort of just be on the radar for the SSA. Didn't mind not sort of getting a nomination or anything. 2005, wanted to win Sprite. 2006, wanted to challenge for the SSA. Not win it necessarily, but challenge for it. And I've kind of blown that all out the water as to what my plan is. Because not only that, I won the blasted funniest site award as well. And I almost won the news award, the Sonic News Award. I don't know how. I honestly don't know. I was asking people not to vote for me. It's a joke. Because I heard I was nominated. It's like, some of you don't know, but the Sonic News Award actually only got 2 nominations. There was 4 nominations, but I think those were nominated by Dread in the end. And it was like me and Sonic World, I think. It was like Sonic World, Sonic HQ. Sonic World, I imagine it was. And it's only us 2 nominated, so that's why you might have thought it was a bit odd that Sonic Rex was even in contention. It's because I was one of the only 2 nominations. But that's why I was actually, if you saw the image at the time of my sense, oh, vote for this, this would be my, he actually said, please don't vote for me for this award. It would have been so wrong if I got the award. And it's much more deserved for the people who actually won it. But yes, I'm way off track here. 4.0 is I want the award for most developed site because. Plus, I now have a sort of. Plus, with the SSA, I wouldn't have done it really to this standard. But with the SSA, I've got some kind of standard I need to maintain, which is a right pain in the backside, I must tell you. It's not nice having a sort of standard to go to. So 4.0. 4.0, SonicRex.com is on its own server. It was always part of KevsKingdom.com. It is not part of KevsKingdom.com anymore. KevsKingdom.com still exists on its little server, wherever it is. SonicRex.com is now an Easily server. With SonicRex.com as the actual domain name. It was always a forward before. So if you type in KevsKingdom.com/Sonic, you won't get anywhere. You'll probably get a redirect screen. So if you haven't set your homepage or bookmark to SonicRex.com, please, please do so. We have a lot more sections than we used to have. The big thing is... Show Depository is back. Show Depository is back, but it may disappear from time to time. The reason I say that is because I only have 100 megs to play. It's not like we had before when people at Apple, the evil, evil Apple company, Apple Incorporated, and the evil, evil, evil employee who was downloading every last bloody thing from the repository. All the episodes, and it killed my friend. All the chat repositories were on FTP server, belonging to my friend and his family. It killed the server so much they couldn't even get into their own computer system. Because of all you lot, especially you, Apple, whoever you are, were just downloading the hell out of it. The problem is now, the memory space is mine, and I actually have to pay for that memory space if I want to increase it. The base memory space of SonicRex.com currently is 100 meg. Now, that actually covers a lot of that covers all the comics, no problem, and we got some spare. Enough for this and some other stuff. The problem is, I have to obviously expand that memory space, because there's no way on earth it's going to hold anything. It's 100 meg. I mean, the Sonic X episodes are about 35 meg. So, you know, I'll pay an awful lot of money just to get two Sonic X episodes on there. I also have to pay for the bandwidth. I've bought 20 gigs worth of bandwidth for the year. I've got no idea how that's going to go. We're actually going to run a bit of a test on it at some stage. Probably after I finish this, to be fair. See how things go. I might have to buy some more bandwidth at some stage, which should be a problem. Possibly. We'll see how it goes. But yes, so the Shadow Depository is back. Radio Redux, obviously, big, big, big addition. I've already said it's going to be one a month. So that's literally the only way I'm going to be able to get to do it. So I don't want to... I'll sooner have it sort of steady. The seasons on SSR aren't... You know, they tend to be 6 month period, and you get... about, I think there's, was there like seven episodes of seasons 2 of Sonic Hour. See, I don't mind having like, it was like 12 episodes for a season being an entire year long. You have one every, you know, one every month, and I mean it's fresh. I think it's fresh enough that way. What else do we have? We have Sailor Jam. Yeah, Sailor Jam. I'm going to get questions about this anyway, so, and it's all going to be written down in the fact, when I write the fact for Sailor Jam. But, yeah, we'll get on to the frequently asked question about what is Sailor Jam. Sailor Jam originally was, you may remember, you may still have, if you've got MSN, Weemies. I did a Weemie comic. I edited it for the people at work as a present to my friend called Jem, who's an adorable little creature. Bless her. And that's it. It was a Weemie comic. It was rubbish. But that was episode one. Which is actually called A Phone Call to Arms. I'll probably list it in the archive. I very much doubt I will put it up. Let's put it that way. Since then, there have been two more comics, which should be the ones you can actually see. One of these was for Jem's birthday, and the other one was for Christmas. So I actually finished the third one about 2 days ago. I'm actually handing it to Jem, nicely wrapped, tomorrow. Yeah, nice little presentation thing, which are obviously sprite format. It's different to Sonic Rex because, how shall I put this? Sonic Rex is different because Sonic Rex uses other people's sprites in the most part. I mean, I credit these sprites, but I've been said from the very beginning, I can't make sprites, okay? I will never make sprites to the quality of what other people can. I also didn't want to use, when I did doing Sonic Rex, I didn't want to use the game sprites in some instances, because I think things like I didn't want to use the Sonic sprite from Sonic 3 or something. Because it's very difficult to show emotion and do different things with them. That's why I find a lot of comics are using the advanced characters because they've got more emotions in the face. And things like Sonic Style, which is absolutely brilliant. And I recommend you do it, sonicstyle.org. Go there now. Well, not now, obviously, because you'll probably lose the stream. But but I wanted to use things, which is why I chose the Ritzified type sprites. The difference being with Sailor Gem is that these ones I have actually created myself. I have created all these sprites. They're edited from various Mega Man sprites. So it's obviously an intrinsically different look. The Sailor Gem you may well have seen before if you saw... What was that comic? Excuse me a second while I double check which comic, which Sonic Rex comic that Sailor Gem appeared in. Sailor Gem appeared as a cameo in whichever comic was Shadow talking about his time away from Sonic Rex, when he was a sort of jobbing actor. And I can't navigate my own file system. It's my computer, you idiot, Eva. All the comics seem to have vanished. That's rather disturbing. Ah, here we go. Must have been around 20, I would have thought. Anyway, yes. So Sailor Gem did appear in a cameo. Oh, I so rock. It is number 20. It was ad nauseum. And yes, you may have seen there was a sort of thing saying episode 119 for love and freedom and more love. Sailor Gem is a blatant mic take of Sailor Moon and all the sort of princessy magical princess type animes. There is Sailor Meg and there is a Meg. There's Sailor Mel and there is a Mel. there is a Mark. There is a Mark who is Marconi. Mark is my boss. I'm rather surprised. There is a Paul, the taxi to Paul. There is a Barkley the dog. Barkley the dog does belong to Paul. So those are all real people. Not telling you who they are, but not telling you who they are or where they're from apart from that. Sailor Gem operates. It uses the Martian success in the Desco rule in that. Martian Success in the Desco, which was an anime show, which is a slightly different thing, which is a great show. It's got the amazing Spike Spencer in it, who probably best known as the voice of Shinji in Neon Genesis Evangelion. And basically, there is a cartoon show that which actually becomes quite central to the plot, called Geki Genga 3. One episode of the Desco, we actually spend it in the Geki Genga universe, and the Desco is the cartoon that the hero watches. So what we have here, in the Sailor Gem world, Sonic Rex is a comic. In Sonic Rex world, Sailor Gem is a comic. So or comic strip TV series, whichever way you like to call it. Yeah, so that kind of explains that. I will only do Sailor Gem one very, very, very rarely. You won't see Sailor Gem often at all. For the simple reason, I don't want to spoil it. It does take a long time to do it, and you'd much sooner have Sonic Rex comics, obviously, I'd have thought. So, I sort of chose that over Sailor Gem. So, but you'll see them occasionally. You'll see them occasionally. I didn't spend time doing an entire section just for that. There are other characters that's going to be brought in, obviously. I'll do a full cast list at some stage. I'll add more to that when I can. And that's really it for 4.0. Obviously, we might have another competition at some stage, Sega permitting. Hi, guys. See how it goes. I really do hope you like it. I've certainly put a hell of a lot of effort into it, more effort than I have done with any site I have in the past. It's certainly looks a lot slicker, and hopefully should act pretty, you know, decent as well. So you got this. One of the other things you've got, you've got a proper link to the forum, the unofficial, I should say, SW forum, which is Echo Worlds, I should say. That you find a link for that there. We've got a store. I'm making a store. It's. I know it's the white elephant of. It's the white elephant of the Sonic fandom to actually make a store and make it stick and make it work. So I'm going to try that. TSS has a store which consists of about three items, one of which is obviously the infamous Dreadnoughts mug. It's being done through Cafe Press. How that'll work, I don't know, but I will be designing things, which obviously I can't really use the Sonic Rex logo, which is a problem, because obviously it's a shadow head, and obviously that's Sega might have something to say about that. But there's lots of things I want to do. I want to do, if I haven't done it already, there's going to be a Grey-Hearted Hero t-shirt I'm going to do. For fans of Cold Turkey, I'm going to do a Blueberry Muffin t-shirt, I think. I'm going to do other stuff as well. Some people have been interested in various Angelus related things. Some people have been after Frost paraphernalia. I really don't know why they want Frost paraphernalia, but they do. And we'll see how that goes as well, to be honest. But yeah, that's kind of a big thing. We also have adverts on the site now. This is purely. I do apologise. I didn't particularly want to put them there, but hey, I need the money to run the site. This site is actually blooming expensive. It's only me paying for it, you know. I don't get paid that much, and I've got to pay rent and stuff, guys. If the PayPal link's working, please donate. If you fancy a t-shirt or something, please buy it. Any money that comes back to me through that. It'll go into the running of the site. It'll buy more space. It will make the Shadow Depository better and things like that. Likewise, if you want to search for something, perhaps could you, you know, wouldn't be too much. Go and use Frostigle, which is obviously Google. We've got a little thing going with Google, one of the sort of affiliatory things. If you're using Adventure Quest, would it hurt you if you see the banner and you want to use it just to click on that and go through there instead and give me a few measly cents or whatever it is? Or if you want to buy something for Amazon, just click on Amazon, please. I've got it set up at the minute so that it's showing Sonic related things, so it might interest you. But if you go through that way, I will get a very, very small percentage of that purchase, and I promise you, hand on heart, the whole point of it is to go into the maintenance and running of Sonic Rex. That's all it's going to be. Got links to keskin.com, what's left of keskin.com now, and obviously we've got the interactive bits, the affiliates, links to the shortcuts of the forum, and the Sonic Rex Awards. The Sonic Rex Awards will be held, would have thought June, depends entirely upon when the SSA are run, because I'm running it as just as like all the things like the Emmys and Golden Globes are run as precursor up to the Oscars, things like the BAFTAs, things run up to the Oscars. That's what the Sonic Rex Award, the SWA, will be doing. And obviously, it's not as serious as that, obviously. I've talked for ages again. This is getting terrible. So, we are going to have a little something from the Sonic & Knuckles remix album. This is Mushroom Hill. And I'll see you after that. We've got another song after that, which is quite a long song. That's also a request. from somebody who didn't put their name on the email and whose email address I can't pronounce. This is for you, whoever you are. You got Mushroom Hill, followed by, from Sonic R, Jacques Richard, and the Works Out remix. I am back, and we now have a bit of a question and answer session. Questions and answers, answers and questions, and question answers, or something like that. So, this is going to kind of incorporate the fact and various other things as well. Because you don't look at the fact, do you? You don't look at the facts. You know, it's not hard to do. But I thought I'd sort of answer. We have a question session every Sonic, every Radio Redux, I should say. And we'll try and I'll try and answer some of these permanently. Okay. So, first one is the number one most frequently asked question. The question I have to ask more than any other, and it drives me around the blasted bend. Why is the comic called Sonic Rex? Like most of Sonic Rex, most of Sonic Rex, it's a pun. Obviously, the cartoon series Sonic X. X sounds, it's got the same syllable as the second syllable in Rex. So, and that's why it's called Sonic Rex. It's simple as that. Another one, which is an equal no-brainer, is where are you from? Well, you might be able to tell from my very posh, very regal voice, I am British. I come from the UK. Big clue in the name Archangel UK. Bigger clue in the Union Jack on the SW banner. I know a lot of I've been told I'm Spanish. I have been told quite forcibly I'm from Hungary. I assure you I'm not. I am kind of on the south coast of England, and that's where I shall stay, and I'm not going to grow. And I'm not going to grow another ethnicity overnight. It's not going to happen. Another one I actually get asked at the back of that, which I don't really have. I haven't had this email, but I thought I'd get rid of this. Do I drink tea? I do not drink tea. It is not a prerequisite. We're not born with a silver spoon in our mouth if we're rich and a cup of tea in our hand. It's or a flat cap on, any stereotype you want to throw, or a bowler hat, or an umbrella, or a briefcase, or, you know, pop out of my mum's going, good grief, is that the time? I need to catch a train. Where's the Financial Times? It's not like that at all, honestly. I don't drink tea. I don't like tea. I can't stand it. I don't really like hot drinks that much. In the same way, I don't like coffee. I really don't like coffee. The closest I come to a hot coffee drink is I haven't had one for a very long time now, actually. I was partial to a mochaccino occasionally. This kind of stopped, mainly because me and my mates used to very occasionally, I mean, we didn't want to go down to public house or bar for an alcoholic beverage, which sometimes you do. We went to this coffee place in the big town near where we all live, which is called Via. This place, it wasn't that time, it had been, you know, I can't remember what the previous name was called. It had been something for a while, and it changed over, and it was a lovely place, lusciously done, leather sofas, nice music, sort of chilled music in the background. You can sit and have a chat in these big sofas from dawn till dusk, you know. Except one evening when me and my mate had been out drinking. They're both completely sober and everything. Went in, obviously, after you've had a few drinks, those of you the legal age to drink, yeah, so you need to go to the loo occasionally, which is fine. So we both went into there at the same time, and we made our way straight to the loo. At which point, the bouncer followed us in and tried to get details as to who we were. bit the problem when you're trying to urinate and there's a very big guy there, say it, Sharda, asking you what your name is, and he's like, who the hell are you? Go away. Don't look over the side of that basin. And yeah, the gist of it was, they accused me and my friend of being a couple of drug dealers, which obviously we weren't. But bear in mind we were regulars as well. I thought it was kind of disgraceful. Basically, I vowed never to set foot in there again. A vow which I maintained for approximately 4 years until I was actually forced in there as part of became the meeting place of a friend's birthday party, which is a slight problem. But they treated me much better anyway. They didn't accuse me of being a drug dealer or smuggling in cocaine or, you know, selling cigarettes to small children or whatever it is they wanted me to accuse me of. But yeah, that answers the whole tea and coffee aspect, I think, pretty well. More beverages. I see another question. Coca-Cola or Pepsi? Pepsi tastes like saccharine sugar wrapped in a sack of sugar, wrapped in horribleness, wrapped in treacle, placed in a blue can, sold poorly. Yeah, sorry, don't like Pepsi. I certainly didn't like the old recipe. They've changed the recipe several times, actually, in the last few years, I believe. I don't mind the new Pepsi that much, but Pepsi traditionally is a kind of no-no for me. Coca-Cola all the way, simple as that. Say what we like about it, it tastes damn fine. And another brilliant question here. Who are you? Just think about this. Who on earth writes an email going, who are you, to somebody? You've gone on their site and you can read all the stuff and go, who are you? God, you must know. You spent all this time visiting the site and going around and doing stuff. Yeah. I'm not even going to bother carrying on that. How old are you? That's a slight problem, because that depends upon when you're listening to this. At the time of time of production, I should say, at the time I'm recording this, I am 22. I'm probably one of the oldest Sonic or members on the Sonic fandom. I'm certainly one of the more seniors. I'm older than Dredd and a fair few of the others. But by the time you hear this, I might be 23. It's kind of a pain, because I often forget how old I am now. 21's like the last, went for when you're like, it's the last major milestone. Next one after that's 50. So I kind of forget. I keep saying, yeah, I'm 21. And I'm looking at my provisional driving license. It's like, no, I'm not. what's going on? Yeah, so that's that. Ben and Jerry's, or okay. This is a very, very poorly written. I've got a vast array of emails here in on the screen, on my computer screen in front of me from a way back, just so I can sort of go through these again. I have actually answered all these as well, but I don't recall this one. It's like, it's Ben and Jerry's ice cream, or it. It looks like somebody's stuffed a load of lettuce in their mouth and then just thrown them up via the clipboard. The clipboard into a word processor. I really have no idea what that is. I'm assuming, unless it's some kind of illegal stimulant, I'm kind of assuming that's another kind of ice cream. I would say Ben and Jerry's, but to be honest, Ben and Jerry's stuff contains a lot of nuts. I don't like nuts. I don't like any nuts at all. I don't like peanuts. I don't like Brazil nuts. Again, no offence to the people of Brazil. We have quite a few Brazilians who visit Sonic Rec. So, hi guys. Big shout out to you. But yeah, Brazil nuts, pecan nuts. I don't like any of them. Can't stand them. Can't stand the smell of them on people's breath. Oh, what are the worst things you could do to me? Just come up to me with a mouthful of the swallowed nuts. Go away. You're killing my nose hair. yes, that's right. On another subject, actually, so it's one of the worst things you can do. The worst thing you could do to me, which I really shouldn't say, perhaps, because there's bound to be somebody, if I go to say just something, you just come up to me and do this. Polystyrene. I'm having it. No problem with polystyrene. I'm not afraid of polystyrene or something strange like that. Just the horrible, horrible, horrible squiggly noise. I think you know the one I mean, when you break polystyrene and it sort of goes, you know, like somebody's putting down a stray puppy, but violently with a frisbee. It's just wrong. It goes right through me. It goes through me like a knife through butter. It makes me just cringe. My insides just curdle. Which is very surprising, actually, because I didn't know my insides are actually made of milk, but there you go, surprises every day. But yes, that's the worst thing I can do. Are you the... What? Okay, are you the guy who does Sonic Rex? Yes. Yes, I am. What gave it away? Will Hawk draw... This being whatever it is you want drawn. Most probably, but you know, I'm not Echo Hawk's keeper. I don't tell her what to do with her life. It'd be very nice if I could tell her what to do with her life. It's like, yes, move to Cincinnati. But why? Why can't you? Because I said so, damn it. When you're in Cincinnati, I want you to become an organ player. No, but I don't know how to play the organ. I don't know how to play the organ. You will play the organ and like it. And I want you to have a stuffed monkey. No, not a stuffed monkey. I want you to have an animatronic dolphin that dances on top of your organ with a plate to collect money. And when it dances, I want it to do a Russian dance. And wear a small Russian hat. And you must play She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain. Backwards. That kind of thing. But, let's see. Way off tangent there. But yes, probably a good idea. Ask her. So, what is a Rexlet? Now, a Rexlet. A Rexlet is a small... Itsy Wincy comic, which is usually one frame. It's a one frame joke in many respects, so it's a throwaway gag. There is only a couple of instances where there's only one instance I know of where a Rexlet has actually been in storyline. The Rexlet in storyline I'm talking of was the second one, which was called Moonstruck. That's the only one that's actually in storyline. Rexlets are generally out of storyline or they're celebratory in some way, like the two New Year's Day ones. Obviously, you haven't seen the second New Year's Day one at this point in time. Aha, it's already done. In fact, it's done before the Christmas one. That, of course, leads one to what's the special. A special comic, obviously distinguishable by the slightly different arrangement we have with the actual design of the comic, and the fact that you can see the... Excuse me. See the super shadow head. That, my friends, can either be in storyline or out of storyline. It's a big thing. It's either a big holiday extravaganza, or it's something completely off the wall which doesn't fit in anywhere and deserves a big platform. Specials are normally huge. I know a lot of. Around sort of 17 to 21 mark of the comics. Those got very, 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 very big indeed, and the specials generally huge by nature. I should kind of explain what's in the storyline and out storyline. When I say in storyline, I sometimes bracket this as ISS, which is not the International Space Station. I got that completely wrong. ISL, I should say. I don't know why I got onto ISS. Who knows why I said that? Maybe this beer is getting to me. It's certainly very hot over here. So if it's ISL or in storyline, it is the continuing storyline. There is a continuing storyline for Sonic Rex. Characters have moved around. There's a big reason, obviously, we got the characters back together at the party, so all of them now know each other, so I can go on and do different things. Out of storyline comic would be something like... what's a good example? Something like the one where it was like the take-off of Sonic Adventure 2. With the boarding down the pavement in City Escape. Something like that would be an excellent example. There's a great place in, what would that be, Comic 21, Saving Private Drummond, where it starts off in the storyline, it starts off as a storyline comic, until the master turns up, me, the graphic representation of Arcane UK, the master hand, turns up, and as Sonic or Amy, I think it is, turns to, what are you doing here? I thought this comic was in storyline. At that point, it becomes an out-of-storyline comic because the master's there, and it's the character acknowledges that it is a comic. How do you pronounce Alzari? You pronounce it Alzari. Where did the Redux characters come from? They come from a very, very old fan fiction story that myself and Ben Campion, DigiCowboy, did called Reality Redux, which still exists around, based on Digimon. Yes, I said Digimon. I should perhaps explain this as I adjust my mic. Basically, we were both sort of students, college students, and we sort of came home at roughly the same time, flicked on the TV, and the first thing that we got in from getting home, travelling home, the first thing that was there was Digimon, and we kind of got hooked on it. So that's that, really. It was a story of a Digimon fanfiction story which introduced various characters, representations of myself and DigiCowboy, myself being Angelus, who's never actually, it was just called, referred to as Archangel, never referred to as anything other than that. And they basically end up finding out that Angelus is a demigod, who doesn't know who he is. Ben, also known as DC, is not Ben at all. He is the heir to a interdimensional race, and he must. And there's a whole thing going on. At which point they fight a couple of the characters. Angelus fights his brother, and his brother Genii and Alzari, as he then becomes, fights his father. Eighth. All in nicely fights the death type things. At which point they free the a triot of worlds, which would be the digital world, the Digimon human world, and our world, because they all end up being interlinked, and it's all going to come together in a big explosion and go boom. So that's that. What they then find out is, or what Angelus then discovers, is that this in itself continues to play out over and over again throughout time, eternally, which he then terms a redux loop. He then breaks the redux loop permanently, and various things happen.
Basically, Andrew just gets stuck. Because he does this, he gets stuck with the fate of having to free all sort of various realities and worlds and stuff from the burdens of each other, because he feels pain. He then feels the pain and stresses of our universes that he's made aware of. And the only way to get rid of this pain is to free these worlds and lessen it. However, occasionally, when he does this, he becomes aware of other universes, so it goes on and on and on. So he's forced to do this, sort of white and shiny arm thing. He hates it. And one of his, which works into Sonic Rex, because one of the abilities he has is this sort of camouflaging technique where he can sort of, he'll materialise in the world and he'll look sort of, if he's in a medieval type world, he'll appear in sort of humanoid form, obviously, but sort of sporting a tunic or something, or some sort of warrior get up for the time. The problem, obviously, with the Sonic world is that he ends up looking like an echidna. He can't change out of it. That's the big problem. So yeah, that explains that. The other character in there is, of course, Frost, and the fourth member of the Redux rabble, who's never been seen in Sonic Rex, and I doubt ever will, is Rain. Rain, obviously, Frost and Rain are sort of partners to sort of pets, partners, whatever you want to call it, to Angelus and Azari. Angelus is a partner is Frost, the snow tiger, and Azari's partner is Rain, who is a dragon. Rain will never appear for some reason. I can't think of anything for Rain to do. I can't find a decent dragon sprite. Rain wouldn't have anything. Rain wouldn't be able to speak. Frost can't speak admittedly, but Frost can think. Frost can think what the hell you're doing if he really wants to. Why are the Redux characters in SW? Because I wanted them there. Simple as. What does Redux mean? Is another question. Now there's a school of thought going on about this. In regard to this, I should point out how you pronounce a Redux. Some people pronounce it Redux, some people pronounce it Redux. I personally pronounce it Redux. Although it's perfectly acceptable in Redux or Redux. If you know the correct pronunciation, please tell me. Redux is Latin. It's Latin for return, or to returned, to be returned. Why are there two representations of you in the comic? Because I wanted. Angus is like the storyline version, and the Master's the Alpha storyline. Version. You know, Angelus is a character. He's not necessarily me, although I do. There's a lot of me in Angelus, and there's a lot of Angelus in me, but not at the same time. Obviously, that'd be just confusing. The Master Hand. I needed something to some method. This headset is really annoying me now. You know. I shall have to sort this out. I do apologise. The Master Hand was needed as a representation, and to smite any would-be characters who are acting up. So we're kind of calling that as Sonic and Shadow especially, who would want to mess things up. But yeah, so. So that explains that the only time that doesn't occur, that divide doesn't occur, is in the SWA 2005 special, the two-part SO4. That's the only time, and it's Andrus appearing as Archangel UK, because obviously Archangel UK's avatar, as it were, is Angelus. So that's why that occurs in that, because it's Arcane UK presenting the awards. It's not the Marsdan. It's not Arcane UK in the comic. It's Arcane UK presenting to the Sonic community in general, and that's why. What else do we have? Will you put my character in the comic? No, I'm afraid I'm not going to put in any odd character. It could be the most wonderful character in the world, and I'm sure to you it is. But you know, it's my comic. Please let me have some sort of form of control over it. Will you put X character in the comic? If it's an official character, I may well do at some stage. The big two, obviously, the big two I get asked: will Espio ever feature? Probably not. Espio will feature on here, is all I'll say. If you've obviously already heard Espio, if you've been listening and heard the little advertisement we had earlier, Espio's obviously going to feature in Chaotix X a fair bit, because we've done a deal. He doesn't want to be in the comics because of the pay and the issues he has, which obviously I won. We had a legal tribunal, I won. And I allowed him this sort of cop out in a way. So he's quite happy to do radio because he finds it more professional. I don't know why. You ask him if you see him. You ask Espio. You know, it's not my duty to mess around with these things. And the other character, I guess, is the other member of Team Chaotix, which I don't actually reference at all, which is Mighty. I have said this before. I will look at putting Mighty into one comic. And I do mean one comic. It'll be a comic about why Mighty isn't in the comic, if that makes sense. And also to find out, you know, why isn't he a member of Team Chaotix anymore? I can't remember. If it was explained at some point why Mighty wasn't there, I've missed it. Or if in the previous game that I don't know what happens in it. Again, if you know what happened to Mighty, please let me know. Okay, can I send you a comic for Sonic Rex? Somebody has. Somebody sent me a guest comic, which was brilliant, which is about every gamer's friend. Let me put that, a certain lawyer who is every gamer's friend. And I hope I've put the link up for that, because it was brilliant. I do ask you now, though, to not send me a comic. I know it's very kind of you to get out of the way and do that, but there is, I mean, this was such a good quality that it could, had it been not been labelled so clearly, it could possibly have been mistaken for a proper Sonic Rex. I don't want that to happen. I don't want people start making fake Sonic Rexes, which could happen. I'm seriously touched. I mean, if you want to do that and send it to me, that's all well and good. If you want to make this as a small little comic or something, and that would really be nice for me, but I won't put it up there. The only reason I'll put up a link if I have for this, I'm just, it was so good. It's not going to feature as an actual comic though, or Sonic Rex. Sorry about that. On to the comics. Obviously, how long does it take to make a comic, and how do you make a comic? Well, I basically write the storyline first in making a comic. I write the storyline first, like a draft sort of script thing. After which, I sort of work things around it. So I'll figure out what characters I want to use and what backgrounds I need to set, and if I have to create anything, I'll work on that. I work on Adobe Photoshop 7.0 mainly because that's the only one I've got at the moment. That's the only graphical program I have that's of any use. Can't stand PSP. Doesn't work very well. I've got PaintShop Pro version 8, which is all nice and lovely and shiny. Still prefer Adobe. Sorry. The other thing, of course, is the actual website itself, which is made using Macromedia Dreamweaver. Apart from, obviously, the flash bits. It's not an animated GIF at the top, which you may see occasionally. Those aren't never animated GIFs. It's always flash. I try to make things in flash. How do you make the animated GIFs and flashes? The obvious way, with a lot of time, a lot of patience. Where do you get the speech balloons from? I've put a link to this in the FAQ. I suggest, I haven't got it with me at the minute, to be fair. And it's far too complicated to read out actually over the air, because you won't get it in time, you simply won't. So go to the facts page if you want to find out where we get speech balloons from. They are a special pack for Adobe Photoshop 7, or the Adobe series, I should say. Is your hair grey stroke white? Not yet. Not yet. There are plans in place probably at some stage to get it bleached or something. The thing is, I'm not the most cool looking guy. I don't think I'll carry it off very well. But yes. Another question. I've got another question here. You've spelt this, or it was more of a statement, this one actually. You've spelt this wrong, please notify it. If again, there are two sides. There's the spelling mistake, which is a spelling mistake, and there's the spelling mistake, which is actually somebody telling me the Americanized spelling of something. I will always use, unless for some bizarre reason I choose not to, I will always use the English spelling, and I won't use the Americanized spelling. If you want an example of that, I will. I understand the concept of silent letters in our words, so I will spell colour COLOUR and things like that. I think the only thing that I would by default is font, which you may be surprised. Font is an American word. Font is the Americanization of fount. It's actually fount, the English spelling, but no one ever uses that ever at all. If you find someone using fount, you know, good on them, but that's incredibly archaic. But yeah, if you tell me that, I'm just going to ignore you, I'm afraid. It's I have a really big personal beef about the Americanization of words, and it's just, I'm not getting uppity or anything. I just really can't stand how the language has been bludgeoned. That's what I mean. I will always say, what language do you speak? I speak English. No, you know, I can tell you're speaking Americanese. But there we go. Any more questions? Are you single? Would you like to meet? that's something else entirely. So, spoken for a very long time now. Throat's very hoarse. We have another song coming up, which is, it's by the Eagles, and it is the legendary Hotel California. Following that, we have our very, very first episode of Chaotix X, and I really hope you enjoy this. It's probably going to cane my voice. We'll see. We'll see. It'll have been recorded after this, actually, after I've done this portion of the show, but please bear in mind, if it sounds a bit off, all of these characters are me. Pity me in your judgment. Here's the Eagles.
Radio Redux. champagne on ice, and she said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't kill the beast. Last thing I remember, I was running for the door. I had to find the passage back to the place I was before. Relax, said the nightman, we are programmed to receive. You can check out anytime you like, but you can't.
Chaotix X, Episode 1, The Dark Side of the Moon. If there's something strange in your neighbourhood, who are you going to call? Well, if Bill Murray and Harold Ramis are out, you can at least call Team Chaotix, a detective agency with a difference, though no one's told them what it is yet. Currently, our three heroes, Vector the Crocodile, Espio the Chameleon, and Charmy the Bee, are investigating the rumoured secret organisation DC Incorporated. What they don't yet know is that this organisation is no mere rumour. Above in space, the space colony Ark slowly, silently orbits the Earth. But no one's interested in that. On the other side of the newly reconstructed moon, however, shielded from view, lies the former Russian space station Mir. Replaced when abandoned by a series of old VW Beetles welded to the approximate shape before it fell from the atmosphere, Mir now operates as headquarters of a villain so notorious, no one knows he exists. The Devil Chow. And his legion of evil Chow hench. Chow. One of you is making that horrible din. Raven,
Answer me.
Raven cleared his throat. He was the right-hand man of the Devil Chow, if you could call him A, a man, and B, a right hand. He was a kind of Renaissance Chow. Likes to put on airs and graces they didn't really have, and wasn't interested in the arts, though obviously he had no artistic talent whatsoever. It was them, Your Excellency. Hench Chow number 16 and 23.
Really? We'll give them my kindest regards and eliminate them. Excellent, Raven. Unfortunately, by shooting number 16 first, you then made number 24 number 23. But I suppose I can put up with such incompetence. For now.
Sorry, your devilship.
What news on Project Eiffel Tower?
All goes well, your devilness. We have deployed Chow Sections 1 through 34 and have attached the relevant mechanics to the hidden base of all four tower supports. The pneumatic team reports similar success. There is one small problem, I'm afraid, sir. The Station Square informants of ours, they say Tame Chaotix, are nowhere to be seen.
Really?
Yes, sir. We suspect they may have acquired some information about the project, some leak from somewhere.
See to it that the leak is eliminated. And if Team Chaotix are spotted in the vicinity, execute Plan 33 Alpha.
Yes, sir. Could you remind me which one that is again exactly, sir?
Just have them killed or something, you dolt. I am going to have a shower to take my mind off things. Oh, and Raven, have someone clean up those two chow, will you? They're spoiling my new carpet. You just can't get the stuff these days.
Well, here we are, boys. Paris.
France! Yeah!
The most romantic city in the world.
A hive of scum and villainy.
You always have to spoil the atmosphere, don't you?
I see Paris, I see France, I see vectors under...
Knock it off, shrimp. This isn't any time for laughs.
Nor is any time of this show, it seems.
We need to find out more information about this Devil Chow organization.
That rhymes!
I'll ignore that. Stupid striped brat.
SBO's a poet. SBO's a poet.
Are you listening to me, Charmy? That's why we've come to France. After all, of a name like Project Eiffel Tower is a pretty sure bet where to start. Let's ask the locals. Find out if they've seen or heard anything interesting.
Right.
Right!
Hello, hello. Yes, this is Jack speaking.
All right there, Jack. Be on the lookout for you know who. They've been seen in the area. Arrivederci, or whatever it is you say over there.
Very well, mon ami. You may count on us.
Who was that, Jack?
Ah, Pierre. It was our contact, Raven.
Ah, he has work for us. And about time, too. We need more money for our cafe and restaurant.
Apparently, we are to keep a lookout for you know who.
But why does Monsieur Raven require Lord Voldemort?
No idea. But if you see the Ralph Fiennes, we'll let them know all the same.
Very nice. A genuine French cafe type place.
I want coffee.
Trust me, you do not need caffeine.
Let me do the talking, boys. I speak très bien French.
I speak fluent French.
Excuse me, monsieur.
Zut alors, look at the size of it. And how.
Just we wondering if vous had heard any noise or les rumor sort the Eiffel Tower, you see.
The size of it, I have never seen a frog so large. Me neither. Imagine the revenue we could generate by cooking such a creature. And the publicity. We must have it. Yes, what of the lizard and the bee? Let us trap the bee for honey and sell the lizard.
Can you get what they're saying?
No.
Hey, Vector, try this.
If you insist. But sure. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Charmy, what does this say?
Grab the drugged cans of coke and hurry up about it. I think this giant frog is coming on to me. Ah, most welcome customer. Come and sit, yes? I will have all the information you need soon. Allow my colleague Pierre to give you a small drink on the house. 3 cans of cola for my friends here.
Caffeine!
Pierre, better make it caffeine-free coke for the little one.
Aw, no fair. Well, that's very kind of you, monsieur.
I don't like this.
Don't be such a warrior, Espio. It's just a harmless coke. Down the hatch, boys. I don't feel so good. Where am I? Why am I suspended in midair?
You haven't been doing your Cirque du Soleil impression again, have you?
It appears we're in some kind of prison cell. Those drinks must have been drugged.
My head hurts.
Vector, look below you.
What? Ah! Where'd this boiling cauldron come from?
Foolish giant frog, it belongs to us.
Yes, my plump amphibious friend, you are going to make our restaurant famous.
Frog? A frog? I'm a crocodile.
You cannot fool us. We will serve you with croutons in small portions and charge extortant amounts of money for the privilege. But first you must be steward. Jack, start the winch.
Oh no, Vector's being lowered into the cauldron.
Now, we will leave you for no apparent reason to do vitally important French things. Such as, have a mock sort of fight to prepare a baguette, naturally. Who'd have thought two ordinary French citizens could be so evil?
Didn't see that one coming, did you?
Quick, guys, you have to do something. I don't become somebody's starter, of course.
Vector, start swinging from side to side. I'll attempt to cut you down with one of my throwing stars.
I thought you only brought one with you.
I did. I've only got one chance to cut Vector down.
Well, hurry up and save me already!
Okay. Count of 3. 1. This is it. I need to do this for Vector. 2. Come on, SBO, you can do it. 3!
Will SBO be on target? Will Vector be saved from the cauldron of doom? Or will his number be up? Number being the order at the table number 36. And it's to go. Tune in next time to find out what happens in the next moderately entertaining episode of Chaonix X.
I imagine
that sound that you are hearing is the sound of the SW TARDIS, letting you know that we have moved forward in time from the last time that I actually spoke to you on here. In fact, we've moved forward quite considerably. I think the last time I actually spoke to you was the 22nd of December, if I'm right. The SW TARDIS being no relation, of course, to the SW DeLorean or the SW HG Wells time machine. Because, quite frankly, we don't have the gold to run that anymore. Damn inflation! In which case, it is now quite a few days later. It is already 2006. It is Thursday, the 5th of January, just 2 days before the new version of SW goes online. A couple of things have happened since then, obviously, one of them being Christmas, one of them being New Year. Another is I am almost assuredly going to be out of a job at some stage. I am also now more or less completely well, still got a little bit of a cough, but hey, doesn't really matter that, does it? Few things left to do. First of all, big shout out to Dredd and Rory if he's listening in the background. Thanks for your help, guys, on various things that you know about. That was just then the Team Rose themes from Sonic Heroes, otherwise known as Follow Me by Kay Hanley. Think what you will of the lovely Miss Rose. Personally, I think that's actually one of the best songs, pieces of music from Sonic Heroes. Prior to that was obviously Chaotix X, and prior to that was obviously our second piece of non-gaming related music, which was the Eagles with Hotel California. The first one we had much earlier than that was Cosmic Castaway by Electricity, which was from the film Titan A.E. Some of you probably, in fact, most of you probably don't know, the people behind Titan A.E. were the people behind Dragon's Lair. It was from the same guy. So if you sort of look at the animation, there is a sort of, you can look at the animation and see there's the sort of historical link there, if you look at the characters. But yes, you wouldn't have thought it, would you? Chaotix X, then! What did you think of it? I certainly hope you enjoyed it. Took me about 5 hours all told, from start to finish, not including actually writing the script. There was a few problems, naturally enough. It's very, very, very difficult to do two different impressions of the same nationality, I've discovered. Trying to keep Pierre and Jacques and Pierre sort of different in the way they're speaking. Also, there's the whole charmy element. I discovered, as you discovered, I can't do charmy very well at all.
Because I can't go high enough, yeah!
SBO had a lot of post-recording work done to actually boost the sound for SBO's voice, because it's very easy when going, "I don't like this," to trail off and become very, very quiet, or else become a generic bad guy. And Vector just sort of, the strain of doing Vector started trailing, so he left his voice sort of trailing off towards the end there. It was all very sort of frog, I'm a crocodile, where it should have been frog, I'm a crocodile. Yes, slight little hitch there. But yes, I hope you enjoyed it. We should be seeing more of them soon, I would have thought. We have not long to go now. We're already overrunning pretty majorly from what I had intended to do. We have 5 songs left
to get through. The first one coming up is actually one of my favourite songs, full stop. It's a drive time hit. It came number two, came second in the recent poll by motoring magazine programme Top Gear for their best drive time hit of all time. It was only beaten in second place by Queen with Don't Stop Me Now. If you've had, you know, a sort of drive time CD on in the cut, you've probably heard it. You probably don't know the name of the band or the name of the song, but you may well recall it when you hear it. The band is called Golden Earring, the song is called Radar Love, and it is coming up right now.
I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Oh,
your feet.
One triple bill of music there for you. Starting off, of course, with Golden Earring, as I said. Following that, though, we had... what was it? It was a VG mix, and that was Distant J's Lava Twilight, and it was a remix of the Marble Zone theme. And straight after that, what we just heard, that was Labyrinth Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog as well. Nice little mix then today. We had the new and the old... in complete and utter harmony. So, yes, approaching the end now. Two songs left, which we'll have straight after I finish speaking. A couple of other things I want to talk about, though, first, if that's okay. Not that you have a choice in the matter. Firstly, I seem to have solved my little microphone problem that I had just before Chaotix X began, where it all sort of went... and the plastic of the headset was screaming in terror as if frightened by a mouse, and leapt onto a straw chair, clutching a broom which it waved around its head in big bloomers, and yelled, "Thomas! Thomas!" at the top of its lungs. Yes, solved that little problem. The earpieces are kind of adjustable, and for some reason they decided to auto-adjust themselves, which is very impressive, seeming as they're not mechanised in any way, apart from sort of a swivel motion, and sort of kept snapping back, trying to jam the microphone straight up my left nostril, which is rather useful, as my left nostril, quite frankly, isn't as humorous as the rest of me. Something else I want to quickly go over. The jingle. You have heard the jingle several times, I would imagine, throughout the show, if you've been listening attentively. Just a 3-second thing, which I will play for you right now.
Radio Redux.
And you'll probably agree that that sounds rather rubbish. I did it even before I did the advertisement section, which was obviously way, way, way back. Small little competition for you, if you so wish to enter it. If you want to make a jingle for me, as long as it's like 5 seconds long, I don't know if you want to sample this in some way. God knows why. But if you want to sample me or do a quotes thing, please do, and send it in to me at arcangeluk@hotmail.com. Can you make it as high quality as possible? Preference is 44,100. Those of you who do sound actually know what I'm talking about there, quality wise, because that's what I sort of do the main one in. Obviously it'll be whacked down, as will the rest of this, when it comes to be sort of compressed and quality downgraded, so it can actually be downloaded by the likes of you. But yes, if you want to do one, please send one in, because it was rushed, and we could do with another jingle or so. Other things. I'm bound to get asked what we were playing in the background, or what I was playing in the background a few times when I was speaking. Those were the music from the Sonic Mega Collection, which from the Options and Extras screen. For one, at the start we had the Peter Gunn theme by Mancini, which is probably better known to some of you as the theme from the Blues Brothers films. We also had a couple, three pieces of music from Sonic X. That was the Japanese end theme for Series 2, the instrument version that they called the Shining Road. There was also Sonic's introductory music from the very first episode, and from Episode 34, Shadow's first theme. Okay, so that's those all done with. We have, as I said, two songs left. The first one is going to be another remix, and it's going to be a remix of the Green Hill Zone theme called Green Chill Zone. That's going to be by Space Pony. And following straight after that, we have a piece of music from the PC version of Sonic 3D, and that's from Rusty Ruin Act 1, so a nice piece of chill out music coming up for you just now. Enjoy! Ah, I so love the Rusty, well, both Rusty Ruin themes from Sonic 3D there, obviously the PC version, as I said before. We are at the end of this inaugural episode of Radio Redux. We should be thinking about producing one in a month's time or so. It should be on the Radio Redux page, which are of course now written since the time gap. Those, it should be sort of 1 week in, 1 week out. It'll all explain it on there anyway. Yes, so again, any requests, send them in. Any questions, send them in. Any entries for this jingle little competition I'm doing, send them in. Any moans, send them in. Any gripes, send them in. Any large checks for extremely impressive amounts of money, please send them in. I have been Archangel UK, which is not surprising because I've always been Archangel UK, but I shall see you next time with some more Chaotix X, more comedy. We'll find out exactly who those voices were in the advertisement section. There's some more idle adverts, lots more music, lots of corners. I've been Archangel UK, this has been Radio Redux, and I'll see you.